Unbreakable Rogues, good morning, good morning. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue, the fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world. 20-minute podcast, high-power content. Let's go. You can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com, U-B-R-O-G-U-E @gmail.com, ubrogue@gmail.com. It is Monday, right? The last week before Easter and the first quarter of 2024 is gone. It's gone. I'm in the fifth quarter, right? You know, you have a good wins. You maybe win the championship in your life and you're still like looking for an answer. How can you get better? How can we get better? Right? I'm almost 50 years of age. So it's kind of like the fifth quarter, right? 50s are the new 20s because the longer we age, the less we care what people think about us. But one of the things that, and I tell my daughters all the time, and they kind of like, oh my God, I say, look, you're gonna get old. There's no battle on aging, right? I remember when I was 30 years of age and you think you're the big kahuna, you have all this energy because your body is young, you know, working all these hours during the day and sleep maybe an hour of two and they waking up and do repeat, rinse and repeat. But the older you get, we have to understand how our body works, how our economy works, and how our own system of survival mechanism operates, right? So as I turn 50 in a few weeks, I'm feeling the transformation on my body, but also two days ago, I've been studying for the real estate license, right? And it's been a challenge, right? So for the past 2 days, I have headache. I don't know if you ever have a migraine. It's just the worst feeling in the world. The light is pretty sensitive on your eyes. I mean, you have this pounding headache. It's just annoying. It's just the most annoying feeling because it's just terrible, right? So I've been having for the past 3 days because I've been tense. I've been, trying to get and orchestrate certain things, the business, your life around. But like today, Monday, I have quite a few eye appointment. I have quite a few stuff that I had to do. And I came for a walk, and I said, you know what? I am going to get over this shit. So I start telling my mind, I really spent a lot of time in relaxation mode this morning. And the reason I have this tense, because I have, I left my meditation for a couple of days. And you know, you just can't. You cannot, when you start doing your habits, and for some reason, I'm just gonna meditate today. You know, breathing exercises. It really makes a difference because you have to be. I think I'm more focused at in my early 50s, like right now, that I was focused, 20 years ago. Because you had to be time you waste. The more you never, I mean, there's a lot of goals that I had to accomplish. And I was just like, dude, you've been wasting so much time, 10, 15, 20 years ago. that you cannot allow yourself to, and as David Goggins says, and is, if you ever listen to David Goggins, is once you become civilized, you start, you know, gaining weight. Like you see those actors in Hollywood, you know, 20 years later, and it's like, what happened to this dude? Or what happened to this chick? I mean, she used to be so pretty. You know, people who has passed, you know, and if you go back in even a year from last year, a lot of famous people died. 2, 3, 5 years ago, a lot of folks, that they were like, how can is that be possible? How can these guys have everything? Money, fame, you know, probably a huge bank account. And what the hell happened to these people? How can you go from there to that? Or vice versa, like, man. And one of the resurfaces is like, you know, I don't read about none of these folks, but apparently, what's her name? You know, Britney Spears has been going out, and I don't know, you know, I just see here, you know, snips here, but I mean, I don't care, right? And I read just real fast about, you know, it's just like you haven't seen, you know, Justin Bieber, you know, at some point, you know, he was like this massive, and they just, they're gone. Now, obviously, the new is what's her name? Taylor Swift, right? Which is, she's pretty smart in marketing, right? But anyway, so it's like, how can you adapt to understanding your, you know, our lives? You know, I think that for me, going to that stage, and it's just like, man, what's that? You know, what's, you keep orchestrating the good habits, like I did my meditation this morning and my exercise and breathing and my stretches. And it has to be like every single day, like write things down. Okay, what I'm going to do today. And just like, we cannot let ourselves go, because it happens. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But what gets you in a point that you start getting more productive is when you're sick and tired of sick and tired. And literally, I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna take a cold shower. I haven't taken cold showers. I was taking it for a little bit, and I left to go. And I said, you know what? Let's go. Maybe it's what I need right now. Maybe I need a cold fucking shower. Right now, it is the weather here in the Carolinas is probably about maybe 40 degrees. So the water, you know, the water is cold. you know, it's like probably a, you know, 40 degree water, but it's just going to, but I think it's going to deplete that a headache that I have for the past 3 days, because I left my routine go for about a few weeks, and I feel the difference. You know, you have to be in every single day to calibrate your body. Like literally, like every day you got to check your oil in on yourself, you know. You know, what the color is your pee, right? What, you know, how do you feeling? And like in the morning, you know, do a assessment. How do I feel today? I feel great. I feel awesome. I feel in power. I feel fantastic. And that's one of the things that they don't teach us in the school. Our parents, they don't teach you how to talk ourselves. We go, time goes, time happens so fast. I was, usually me and my wife, like on Sunday, we relax. We chill, we watch some movies and we relax. And there was this movie about this old guy, this senior citizens, that they were pretty much in a retirement community. And what they did is, you know, they have this, you know the life going you know, they go for walks and they just pretty much they're already established on those retirement communities. And of course, you know, you see the aging factor that it was kind of like, man, we're gonna get old. We're gonna be one day. We're gonna be 80. We're gonna be 90, right? And so, what are we doing to get better in that category? You know, how many people are we empowering, and how can we get better in our daily, you know, family values, you know, take care of our bodies, take care of our, you know, go to church, you know, be a good freaking individual, right? And I think for people like us that they're turning 50, we are the, like that, like this new generation on resistance. I think after 50 years living in this planet, as man, when you go back in time and you start, man, all the shit that I accomplished, all the, you know, failures and wins, I still have it in me, right? And there's a lot of folks that they give up, you know, they just like, oh, you know what, I'm just gonna, I was frustrated. And you know, now I told my wife, man, I wish I just get a fucking job and just you know, like people, you know, go there, they're teachers, so they're just, you know, they got this job for, you know, for 30, 40 years, and they retire, and after they retire, they die, right? And I was, you know, watching the movie yesterday. They were talking about, you know, this dude, and said, yeah, he retired, and the week after he died, and I was like, and I'll start, you know, I think those are the messages that the planet Earth and the vibration start communicating to you and says, look, time, your time is running out. I mean, yeah, you're 50, but you know, next time you're gonna be 80 or 90. How can we get better now? How can keep improving our lives? You know, how can, you know, like how can we get this planet a better, you know, you know, go plant some trees and go maybe clean some trash out of the dumpster or something that is gonna help us become a better human beings with others. Like I was, you know, doing a project and I felt proud of myself because, you know, I think there is people waking up every single day to fuck somebody up or someone. That their ultimate goal is to take something from somebody, like to rob people from their hard-earned money. There's like robbers, and they are, there's people who they basically, that's their they don't want to pay the price, so they just plan and they live their life so miserable, and they want to just take from people, right? So how do you avoid being around those folks? You got to move away. You got to move around. You gotta stay away from negativity. You got to stay away from a lot of friendships. And also, most likely, you got to move from a different state, right? That you'd have this massive amount of folks. But it's just it's the way. Is the way life works. So I think that I think I'm in the fifth quarter of my life. I'm in the like the 50s are in the new like the 30s. And there's a lot of things that I have not accomplished yet. So you know what? Let's go, man. I'm not gonna give up. I'm just gonna keep going. I'm gonna put my life, and obviously in the hands of God, and just keep improving myself, right? Like I have this headache that right now is actually going away, and I say, you know what, I'm just gonna take up maybe that what I need it is go back to my cold showers that I left you know, a few months ago, right? And I think it's probably what the body needs, because the body is a machine. Our bodies are this amazing structure that we just abuse through the years. We abuse our bodies and our minds for decades, for months, and then when it started, you know, when we get sick, it's like, oh shit, I hate being like I had this headache for 2 days. It's just like that pound is like it's so uncomfortable. It's like no, and I don't want to take like medicine. I don't want to take any, you know, people take those you know, migraine medicines, and then like, well, in like the commercials, right? Well, you take the, well, you know, the side effects are, you know, diarrhea, high blood pressure, and a possible brain hemorrhage or something. I was like, no, I'm doing the old-fashioned way, which is basically running, meditating, cold showers, turmeric. And by the way, ladies and gents, turmeric, it is the most underrated fucking food, and it is very, very, very cheap right now. So if you can get a hold of a couple of pounds of this material, get it, because it can help you control the blood pressure. They help you control the, it has so many values, the turmeric, right? You gotta eat right. You gotta think right. So today is like, I feel like so empowered for myself. I'm so empowered, like, man, let's go, man. Let's fucking go. Let's clear the cobwebs again, and let's go back on track. It happens. Let's go back in track. I was this past couple of days ago that I went, you know, I went online, and apparently this is the first woman to finish this ultra race called the Berkeley Marathon. I mean, and they do like 130 miles in the hills in Tennessee. It's grueling. It is so hard to accomplish. And I never knew that race existed until a few days ago. And it's so weird because you gotta obviously do a lot of land navigation, and it is just a race that you gotta be prepared. You gotta be trained. People train for years, and only a few folks have actually finished the race, because you gotta do a hills and you gotta go to ups. I mean, it is a tough race, right? And I think life it is assimilates those kind of races, because you're gonna go ups and downs and a lot of that in your life. And but after that race, there's gonna be another race. After that pain and suffering, and for us that we actually run in a regular basis, I'm not a full-time runner, but I do run. And I'm increasing this year. I'm increasing every year my runs, because every time we do that, it is like you run and you just clear. It's just you don't think, as you just go. I was watching a movie yesterday about this, you know, this veteran that you know, had the PTSD and met a guy, and they do fly fishing. So and became actually that's a real story movie, and they, you know, they took this guy to teach him how to fly fish, and it became like a way to help other veterans to do so, right? So you gotta find a medicine, which is the workout. The workout is in walks or swimming or any some sort of physical endurance, because our body is about resistance. I think our bodies is like a little a band, like you stretch and you mold to, you know, to whatever the day, the year, whatever. But it's, we got a constant pushing ourselves to go to the next level. So for the next, you know, the first quarter of 2024 is gone. So what are you doing the next 6 months? Because, you know, Every year, you know, 2023 is gone. man, 2024 is here. Already is April. Shit. And you gotta keep track. You gotta keep track of your my coach used to say, "What doesn't get tracked doesn't get done." You gotta track your, you know. Okay, what do I did today? Okay, so I did. No. I was, man. And then just don't get settled. Have a good afternoon. Have a good day. Go help somebody that can never repay you. go endure yourself in a position of greatness. Fifth quarter, always win. You are in a fifth quarter. UBRogue@gmail.com. UBRogue@gmail.com. Share the post and see you at the top.